Coco 103 is powered by Stroud Media, Stroudsburg's premier business phone system provider. Find us online at stroudmedia.com. Stroud Media, powered by Planet Networks. The opinions expressed on My Little Town are not necessarily those of Coco 103 and Seven Mountains Media.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us.
My Little Town, I do it every Wednesday morning, brought to you by St. Luke's University Health Network. What a great app. What a great website. They're online at sluhn.org. Got a great guest this morning for Thanksgiving Eve. Scott Fabian is the executive director of Monroe County Habitat for Humanity. He's here this morning to tell us everything Habitat for Humanity has planned for the holidays and then some. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. It's always great to be on POCO 103.
Well, thank you very much for branding the station properly. I appreciate that. How you been? You been busy? Well, you're always busy.
We're doing things. You know, we're making things happen over at Habitat for Humanity. Got a lot of exciting things going on. In fact, we're repairing about 36 homes that really? We have in the lot right now.
Yeah.
And we have people calling every day. Really exciting, we had just closed on a property on Dreyer Avenue.
Oh.
We're going to rehab a house and put a struggling renter in for a 0% mortgage over 30 years. So someone that couldn't normally own a home is going to get to own a home. It's really exciting. And we're looking for our second house now. We're at a great spot to Habitat.
Now, how long you took office, I think, as the executive director? Was it this year?
In February. So it's been an exciting time. We opened up our Restore, which is the Habitat brand of stores over there in East Stroudsburg on 2610 Milford Road.
Let's get into that for a second.
Okay.
But for my listeners who might be unfamiliar with Monroe County Habitat for Humanity, give me an overview of everything the group does.
Okay. So we are Monroe County Habitat for Humanity. We're an affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International.
Right.
We're one of 1,400 affiliates here in the United States. They cover 70 countries as well. And it's about providing affordable housing to people here, which in Monroe County is a huge deal. So we do two main programs. We have home preservation, where if someone's home isn't healthy or safe to live in and they're eligible, we'll fix that up. The way we do that is the homeowner pays for the materials, but we pay for it all up front, and they pay us back zero interest over 5 years, and then most of the work is provided by volunteers. So they get their necessary repairs fixed at a very low cost. And then we have the home partnership program, which is this house on Dreyer, where we'll hook up a home with a struggling renter. So it's a way of doing affordable housing, which is such a critical thing here in Monroe County. We just had a big event up at Kalahari last week, more open doors. There's over 330 people there talking about the housing crisis that we have here in Monroe County. I was just talking to Leslie Perriman, the executive director of Street to Feet, and she was telling me here that in Monroe County, we have 51 homeless students under the age of 18. If you move that up to people that are living in motels and places like that, it jumps up to 439 kids under 18 that are homeless here in Monroe County. It's really hard to believe. So housing is such a big issue here to provide affordable housing, and that's what we do. And so part of it, we opened up this Restore. We just had our grand opening September 21st. And the Restore is a thrift store where you can buy paint and tools, furniture. Some of it's brand new. We get Lowe's donates brand new stuff to us, washers and dryers and outdoor furniture, lots of stuff. And then we get donations from the wonderful community that we have here in the Poconos. And then we will sell that. And then that money goes to help our programs to provide affordable housing. So every dollar spent in our Restore stays in Monroe County. That's so important to know that. That you know, by supporting us, you're supporting your neighbors to live in safe and decent homes.
Tell my listeners exactly where the Restore is.
Yeah. All right. So if you're a local, it's by the old Weiss and Marshall's Creek. That's where we are. We're in the corner there. We have 12,500 square feet of space that we're selling stuff in. And it's 2610 Milford Road. In East Stroudsburg. So come on out. The hours of the Restore are Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6. Of course, it's not open Thanksgiving, right. but Black Friday, we're having a big 10% off everything in the store, which is already low price as it is. So we're excited about that. And then Saturdays, it's open from 9 to 5.
All right.
But we got some special things going on there at the store. We have Santa coming all the way from the North Pole down on Black Friday, this Black Friday from 9 to 12. You can get free pictures with Santa, people or your pets. So we're hoping to see you and Louie down there to get your free picture for Santa, so that way you can get your Christmas cards out. And then the first three Saturdays in December from 9 to 12, we'll have Santa there as well. It's going to be fun. We'll have lots of things going on, lots of sales. And again, every dollar spent there stays in Monroe County.
Now, a lot of outdoor furniture, right? Is that mostly what you, is that your specialty item,
well,
would you say?
Well, Lowe's gave us about three tractor trailers full of outdoor furniture. So we have a lot of that. That's not specifically what we feature on, but we have a lot of stuff for contractors as well. You know, tubs and shower walls and sinks and all kinds of things that even contractors can save a lot of money on by buying it from us and then using it, because it's brand new in the box, most of this stuff.
Right, but you're not open every day, right? We're open on the weekends mostly?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays most weeks. We're getting things going. Hopefully, once we get more things coming in, we can open up more days. And again, that helps everyone here in the county.
All right. We're talking to Scott Fabian this morning. He is the executive director of Monroe County Habitat for Humanity. You're selling flowers this holiday season?
We are. This is our first time we're doing a flower sale. Oh. It's the amaryllis flowers, and it's pretty cool. You order online. You can send it wherever you want. You order it online, gorgeous flowers. It comes in a little package that you, yes, with a bowl of, dirt, and you plant it. And
I got one right here. I started it on Monday. I'm tracking its progress every day. How long will it take to bloom? That might be a while.
It takes 6 to 12 weeks.
Oh boy.
But yeah, it gives you something to look forward to.
Yes. I track its progress every morning.
But, half that, money that you buy those flowers, goes to our projects, and you can mail them anywhere in the United States. Not Alaska and Hawaii, but everywhere else in the United States, you can send these flowers, and it helps support us, and it gets one thing off your Christmas list that you have to do.
What are paper white flowers? What's that? Is that a kind of amaryllis? Do you know that, Scott?
I believe it is.
It's probably white amaryllis, right?
Yes, I'm not a flower expert myself.
But, all right. You're selling these online or at the Restore?
Well, we're selling them online. So you can go to our website, habitatmc.com, and get the link to do that. We want to see how many we can sell.
All right. We'll take a quick break here. We're talking to Scott Fabian this morning, the great executive director of Monroe County Habitat for Humanity. Stick around.
Listen. The best.
The best.
The best music in the morning.
I love it.
Toco 103.
Yeah, talking to Scott Fabian this morning on My Little Town, brought to you by St. Luke's University Health Network. They're online at sluhn.org. Scott, let me ask you this. Where do you find these homes that you're able to refurbish? What's your connection to the real estate market here?
So how does that work? So we have an incredible board of directors, and two of our board members are real estate agents.
That's how you do it.
And so we got some connections there, everyone loves Habitat. So, everyone's looking out for us. So that's how we got this home on Dreher Avenue. It's a cute little 4-bedroom. So we hope to put a nice family in there, and they'll have a home that they couldn't normally have gotten, because rent here in the Poconos is just out of sight. So, and pretty much unaffordable if you're working here in the county. So
you got to get 4 roommates if you want to make work for it.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, pack them in there. The other thing is we're always looking for volunteers. We have a small staff, so we couldn't do everything that we do without the volunteers. And we just had our volunteer appreciation dinner, and they have done this past year. Our volunteers put in over 5,000 hours of volunteering, and we couldn't do it without them. We really need volunteers, especially site supervisors. Those are the people that oversee the building projects, because a lot of our volunteers are just off the street. They don't know anything. They've never had a hammer in their hand, and they'll get to learn skills to fix up their own home. So it's a great way to build up your own skill set to repair your home. So certainly call us. You can email us at volunteer@habitatmc.com. Again, we have volunteers in the ReStore too. So if you want to help out in the ReStore, you don't want to get out there in the, building things. There's multiple ways that we need the help. We just did a mailing with RSVP, another great organization here in the county that helped us get the mailing out for the flowers and our annual appeal, which is hitting the mail soon too.
So you don't need a background in construction.
You
to
do
be
not.
A volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, but you probably might learn stuff from people who have a background.
Yes,
in construction.
You will. We have some fantastic site supervisors that have been very knowledgeable, and part of the program is that the site supervisors are to educate our volunteers in what they're doing.
Now, you don't refurbish homes in the cold of winter, or do you?
Well, we do. You know, once it gets real cold, we do lots of roofs. We'll subcontract out the roofs, but once someone's roof is leaking, that really affects the rest of the house. So we do a lot of roofs, but we will work all year round, because then we'll just switch to inside projects, because a lot of homes have inside work that needs to be done as well.
All right. Scott, I think it's great what you do. It really, and you're very busy with some other things too, right?
Well, it keeps me off the streets, Gary. So,
what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Who's cooking?
I'm doing the turkey.
Really?
My wife's doing the sausage stuffing, and nice. we got my son, two boys coming up, and my one son's fiance. So we're gonna have a.
Have you met her yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Very nice. Yeah,
well,
very
well,
nice.
It's gonna be a big holiday for you and the family.
Yeah. Yes, it will. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Gary, and to all the listeners out here on Poco 103.
I love how you say it. Scott, always great to see you, man. I hope you and your family have a great holiday. If people want to learn more about Habitat for Humanity, what do they do?
All right, they go to our website, which is habitatmc.com for Monroe County, habitatmc.com, or you can give us a call at 570-216-4390.
All right, Scotty, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
You too. All right. Thanks.
My Little Town, brought to you by St. Luke's University Health Network. They're online at slUHN.org.